explain what my honors pre-cal students can expect for the rest of this semester. We just finished chapter 5, which is on analytic trigonometry. We discussed in that chapter simplifying and verifying trigonometric expressions and also solving trigonometric equations using formulas and the fundamental identities. We're now moving on to chapter 6, which is dealing with additional topics in trigonometry. Topics that we're going to discuss are law of sines and law of cosines and how they relate to real life, as well as vectors in the plane. Then we're going to move on to chapter 9, dealing with sequence, series, and probability. Topics that we're going to look at there are arithmetic and geometric sequence and series, and also the counting principle and how that ties into probability. Then we're going to move on to chapter 10, which is on topics in analytic geometry. We're first going to look at conic sections involving parabolas, ellipses, and hyperbolas, and how those relate to real life. Then we're going to look at polar coordinate system and how to convert from polar coordinates to rectangular coordinates. Since this is a junior and senior level class, we're going to start reviewing for the semester exam, and both seniors and juniors will take their exams a week before the end of the semester. After that exam, the seniors will graduate, and I'll have a week left with the juniors where I'll cover limits, and we'll look at the graphical approach, numerical approach, and analytical approach to solving limits. Then I'll give the juniors a smaller exam on the limits.